on your way to Mr. Dennis. One, two, nobody should be talking. Three, four, five. I wanted to ask you if you guys could pray for Miss Laura. She is out of town right now for a funeral of a relative of hers. Her cousin passed away. So everybody pray for Miss Laura. And if you're a leader and haven't had a chance to sign her sympathy card, let me know. And I will get that to you.
All right, my brothers and sisters, would you please stand up for me? What's your question?
Brother Weston, he's having a surgery.
All right, please. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, fill this place. Fill our hearts, Lord, with your word. I thank you, Father, for these children that come here to want to know who you are and the love that you offer. May this time that we have together, Father, be rich, filling, and fun. I thank you again for the privilege to raise these young people up, strong in their faith, boldly proclaiming that Jesus is Lord. And all the saints said,
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated now. All right, now I need you to be quiet for a minute. Remember out there at the flag, I mentioned about people in the Bible and why it was important. Remember when I talked about respect, watching your teacher, keep your eyes on me, and I'm wandering around, so I need you to keep your eyes on me. These stories, I want you to think hard in your heart about people in the Bible. God chose certain people to demonstrate his love and the challenges that they would face and how they would deal with God. Now, some people say they liken themselves to certain people in the Bible. Peter, who was considered to be loving Jesus and said he would do anything for him, and yet his last moments walking with Jesus, he denied him. So what do we learn about Peter? What did Peter demonstrate? Yes.
He didn't keep a promise.
Didn't keep a promise. Yeah, he did promise to keep up with Jesus, didn't he? And he kind of backed away. He also got very fearful, didn't he? So we learned from that with Peter, he was boasting about how much he loved Jesus, but when that hour came that he was going to be tested, he lost his faith. Okay, how about another character in the Bible? Yes, you have a hand. Who you got? You had your hand up. What were you going to...
There was another character in the Bible who was very scared to me.
Who?
I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay.
It was about the other thing you said.
About David? I mean, about Peter?
Yeah.
Okay, what about Peter?
That he was scared that they were going to kill him.
Yes.
Of his faith.
Yeah, they were. They were going to kill Peter, because then he got kind of chicken, like he said. He didn't know Jesus, right? He got fearful. How about another person in the Bible? Who do you know?
Jonah.
What about Jonah? Tell me about Jonah.
He got swallowed by a whale because he didn't listen to God.
Because he wanted to go his own way, didn't he?
Yes.
But what did God do?
He made a whale swallow him, and he stayed in the boat for 3 days.
So what did you learn about the story about Jonah?
That you should always listen to the Lord.
That we should always listen to what God tells us to do. Okay, someone give me another person in the Bible that you know of. Yes?
David,
tell me about David. Because I kind of liken to David a lot. What? Speak up.
What story?
Well, what do you know about David? What do you learn from David?
When he fought
You gotta speak up.
When he fought Goliath, he trusted God and he believed that he could help him.
He what? You just gotta speak up.
He believed that he could help him.
He believed that he could kill him, right?
He trusted God.
He trusted God. All right, Gabe, tell me a person you know in the Bible. What do we learn from the people in the Bible? Tell me somebody.
Moses.
All right, tell me about Moses. What did you learn from Moses?
Moses had a big story. He was put in a basket and pushed across the Nile River. And then he ran away when he was a teenager. Then he became a shepherd and he saw a burning bush. And then God spoke to him through the bush and told him to lead the Israelites to freedom. So then Moses and God, they did 12 plagues on the Egyptians, and then the Egyptians finally let them go.
So what did you learn about Moses that you could take from the Bible, besides all the things that Moses did?
That you should be a leader, a good leader.
A good leader? Okay. So you aspire to be a leader? Okay. Somebody give me another person here. Who else? I got someone over here. Stand up for me. You got to speak up loud here. So tell me who you like.
Abraham and Sarah.
Oh, tell me about Abraham and Sarah.
Abraham lied.
Yes, he did. So we do lie, don't we?
He lied that Sarai was his sister.
Yeah. Why did he do that?
Because he thought the people were going to kill him.
Yeah. So what did you learn about that?
Not to be a liar.
And did God forgive him?
Yes.
Okay, someone else. Who was another person in the Bible? Didn't I ask you already? Yes, I got stuff. So, yes. Tell me somebody you... Stand up here. Come on. Tell me someone you like in the Bible.
Joseph with the coat of many colors.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. What about Joseph? What did you learn about Joseph?
His father gave him a coat of many colors. His father would always tell him to go check on his brothers. His father was actually meant, go supervise your brothers, because he doesn't think they're capable. His brothers became very jealous of Joseph's special coat, so one of them said that they should kill him, but instead they threw him in a well. But they took him out of the well and sold him to an Egyptian. They sold him to be a slave.
Then what?
So the brothers had to come up with something to tell their father. So they took the coat of colors, killed a lamb, dipped the coat into the blood of the lamb, and showed it to their father and said, Joseph got killed by a lion, and gave them its coat.
So they lied too, didn't they?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, then what happened to Joseph?
But then Joseph got sold again to another Egyptian. But since Joseph was so hardworking and did so well in the house of his master, his master made him in charge of the whole house since he was so trustworthy.
And then Joseph had the opportunity to have his brothers stand in front of him, right?
Yeah.
And what happened then is that they didn't know it was Joseph, did they? No. But what did Joseph do? Let me ask you this. How would you feel if someone put you in a hole and then sold you into slavery, and they were your brothers and sisters, and then many years later you get to see them again? How would you feel?
I'd feel very angry, and I would probably like maybe punish them, but I don't think Joseph punished them.
No, Joseph did not punish him. You know the story? I'm glad you said that story. That's a good job. Someone taught you well about that story. You know, the story of Joseph is really one of those pivotal points or pinnacle points in the Bible of people that talk about forgiveness. And that's what God does. He forgives. He forgives the liars and the cheaters and the killers and the thieves. But Joseph demonstrated. Joseph had every right, probably every right, to be angry at his brothers and sisters. But he didn't. He loved them and he forgave them. And that's what the stories of this Bible tell about people in our lives in our that have come along and will be just like Joseph. They'll face hardships and yet they have the heart and the strength and the love to forgive. You know, God calls us to love one another and to forgive. And true forgiveness is really God's love. Because it's almost impossible for us to forgive unless we have the Spirit of God within us. I'm running out of time, guys. We're going to come to a short close here. We only have 3 weeks left to Awana. It's been a pleasure this year. I hope you guys will continue to be involved in learning about God's truth. I hope and pray that you will treasure these teachings in your heart and never, ever give up on the Word of God. He is faithful, He is true, and He's always there. Father God, I thank You again for this church. I thank You, Father, for the teachers and the elders here that give and sacrifice and are willing to provide for this facility. But Father, You are the one that provides. And we thank You for all that You give. And we give You thanks and praise for Your Son, that He gave His life, that You would forgive us of our sins. I thank You, Father, for the glory that awaits us. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we're going to, because Laura's out, we're going to need your prayers that Kelly is able to tell the announcements. That's a tough job. And so I'm going to give the microphone over to Kelly. Here you go, girl.
Thank you. Okay. Can you guys hear me?